News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Ashley Bauman found guilty on all seven counts in that double fatal drunk driving crash from 2 years ago. Lincoln County jury delivering that verdict this morning just a little after 9:30. Special prosecutor Tara Jensvold pleased with that decision.
We're pleased with the verdicts. After a long involved trial, we've gotten justice for the victim's family, and we think the jury reached the right result.
Jensvold says the sentencing date will be set at a later time. She is now in custody. Stevens Point Schools looking for a new administrator and probably a new school board member, too. There was a closed session meeting this morning, and Attila Wenninger told the Stevens Point Journal newspaper that he resigned prior to the board taking a vote on whether or not to renew his contract. Well, the board did vote 4-3 not to renew his contract, which is scheduled to end June 30th of 2015. Board member Alex Kuchinowski had told the paper that following the closed session, he, along with Jeff Presley, Lisa Totten, and Kim Sherrick, voted for non-renewal. Angel Faxon, Jeff Ebel, and Trish Baker voted against. And board members Christina Scott and Renee Scheibley walked out before the vote was taken. Scheibley also announced her resignation, effective the end of the month. The Marathon County Highway Shop damage from early this month is quite extensive, and now they can start ordering replacement equipment. Highway Commissioner James Griesbach says the insurance company gave the green light yesterday to start ordering replacement vehicles.
We've been talking to a few of the dealers that we have put bids out for, and we're looking 90 days out for this, the truck chassis, as far as putting the snow gear on. If we get this order out this week, which we just got the go-ahead here to order the equipment, we're probably pushing Thanksgiving time we get these trucks all up and put the equipment on them.
Governor Scott Walker reacting to the turnover in the legislature. There are seven open seats in the Senate. That's the most in almost 60 years, and it's been 32 years since so many assembly seats were open.
I think it's a combination of you've got a number of members who've been there a long time, and for them it's the right time to retire, and you've got even some members who are relatively new, but who really are looking at the spirit of the early founders of this country and of those settlers of the state, that it's not a lifetime appointment.
Walker said term limits are a big election issue in Illinois right now. He said in Wisconsin, lawmakers are interested in going back to their communities. Funeral services will be next Monday in Milwaukee for Wisconsin's former governor, Patrick Lucy. The 96-year-old Lucy died Saturday. Visitation will be from 2 to 6 Sunday at the Furyk Funeral Home in Shorewood, and a funeral mass set for 11 Monday at Milwaukee's Church of the Gesu. Lucy is credited with revitalizing the Democratic Party back in the 50s and 60s. He chaired the state party in the 1950s before serving as governor from 1971 to 77. That's when he left to serve as the U.S. ambassador to Mexico for 2 years. Lucy also ran for vice president in 1980 with independent John Anderson. Governor Scott Walker's ordered flags at state facilities remain at half staff from today through the time of Lucy's burial. Wisconsin officials are just the latest to warn about the dangers of a charity stunt in which young people are dared to jump into freezing waters or pay up. It's the cold water challenge trend that started about a month ago. This after it became a hot item on social media. Young people, generally teens, challenged to jump into a cold body of water within 24 hours and to nominate three others to do the same. DNR officials are saying, don't do it. And if you do, find a safe place to jump. Don't jump alone and wear a life jacket. Already there's been injuries, several of them. One jumping into shallow water, breaking knee and ligaments, also cutting up her feet real bad. She's going to miss a whole summer and next fall of sports activities. In Minnesota, there's been a death doing this. A special sales tax for the home of the Green Bay Packers will expire by the end of next year. That's what Stadium Director Patrick Webb told the Brown County Board's Executive Committee. County voters approved a 0.5% sales tax back in 2000 to help pay for the first two major renovations at Lambeau Field. That tax generates about $20 million a year. The county could extend the tax for its own use, but Webb says the stadium won't need it after next year. The end could come as early as next September 15th. First, Webb says the stadium district needs to pay off its bonding and to set up a maintenance fund for Lambeau that runs through the current lease of 2031. The Storm Track 9 forecast with meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly and a little breezy, too. northwest-northwest wind at 4 to 9, a low of 35. Wednesday, partly sunny and not quite as breezy. Expect a high of 59. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and cool, low down to 36. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and cool, scattered light showers, maybe even a mix of sleet or snowflakes at night. Yeah, high 54 during the daytime. Cloudy, cool, showers Friday, high 53. Sunshine back Saturday. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.